Simply Done, the podcast network.
All right, this is normally where Mole will say something, but he isn't here. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm Don.
I'm Scary Fairy.
And it is officially week two.
Week two.
Who's not here?
Are you serious?
Well, for those of you that didn't listen to the podcast last week, Mole was not here. And then we got a call from John Quincy Adams, the former producer of Windy City Heat.
Oh, that's right.
And this is the last thing that we heard.
One second. Walter, please don't play with the fox hunting rifles. Do not play with the fox hunting rifles. I want to hunt for some foxy ladies. Listen. In time. But let me ask you, in the meantime, why did the fox sell his fur? Because he pelt like it? Exactly, because he pelt like it. Did you get that? Because he pelt... Oh!
Two gunshots. The phone went dead. No Mole this week. All week I've been trying to find him or John Quincy Adams. There is a real possibility this will be the final Big Three podcast. And I am going to be moving on to Simply Done the podcast. Not only will I be doing Simply Done the podcast, but I'm going to continue on with my Ding Dong Show podcast on Death Squad, but we may move it here to the secret location and do two a week. Maybe some kind of wrap-up show. Perry, what are you going to do?
Whatever I can. I don't know yet.
Well, you know you'll never have any part of me again.
Why?
Why do you think?
Well,
you've tortured me. I gave it until the end of the year because of so much fucking torture from you. But that's fine. By the way, this past Tuesday you had a big court date. What happened on that?
Why ask? Because you know that there's never going to be any comments about that.
Well,
I can't tell you anything about
court. Yes, you can. Well, I was told by your what do you call him? Because he's not
my,
an attorney.
My friend.
Your friend. He turned out to be quite a good guy, actually. He called me, wanted to be part of Windy City Heat 2 if we did it. He said he could help us out. I thought he was really a charming guy. I see what you like about him. Now, what happened on Tuesday? No more bullshit. What the fuck happened?
What? Where?
Your court case on Tuesday. You waited in the car, correct?
I don't know what happened inside. They don't tell me anything.
Okay, you waited for them in the car. Where were you?
I was outside the building.
In what building? What courthouse?
At the Ronald Reagan building.
Where is that?
Downtown L.A.
Okay. I heard it didn't go well, and I'm very sorry.
Well,
you know it didn't go well.
For his case, no.
Right. But for your case, where you're suing your family...
There's things happening.
What are the things happening?
I don't ask that fucking question.
I'm going to ask you one more time, and don't give me this bullshit about don't ask me this question. We're doing a fucking podcast.
We're doing a podcast. That's something that's not to be mentioned on the podcast.
Why?
Because of legal...
Because why?
I'm not getting in trouble with the judge again.
Nobody's going to ever know. What is going on with that?
I'm speechless.
What, you're not speechless? You're holding something back.
Because it's going to be held back.
Why?
Period.
Why?
Because. Why is why? Why are you asking?
Why am I asking? Because I'm trying to get something interesting out of you on what's going to be our very last fucking show.
This is a question. There's so many other things to talk about.
Name one.
Name one?
Yeah.
Your sex life.
Okay. It's really good.
With who? Yourself?
I want to bring out the girl who was or could be your co-host on the
on my on the comedy show,
Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
That's right.
That I will sue you if you use the name.
Oh, you're going to sue me if I use the name? No, wrong. I'll sue you.
Okay.
If you steal it.
Okay,
from
I didn't steal it from you. What I did is this.
It was given to me
by Huey Craig III, who
the
paid for it. Who paid for it?
The show me
you
the
didn't
paperwork.
Do it. I will.
Show me
I'll
the
get,
goddamn
I will.
Paperwork.
We'll see you in court.
Show me
we'll
the
We'll see you in court.
You got that right, motherfucker.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not giving it to you.
Show
you
me
you
the
want
paperwork.
To be nice? I want to bring in the person that could be your co-host.
The person that is my co-host.
No, well, not under that name. Lisa Marie. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Good, thanks. I'm hanging in there.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
I find your breasts very beautiful.
Thank you.
Stop talking to her like a pervert.
Am I talking to you like a pervert?
No, you're not talking like a pervert. I have beautiful breasts. I have awesome boobs. Everybody loves my boobs.
At one point, tell me if it's okay. I'd like to make love to you sometime.
Certainly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so Perry, now here's the deal. I own the rights to the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. This piece of shit has been nothing.
You never created it.
I don't care.
You never had a part in
and
the podcast.
And you fucked up by not going to court and registering the name. Huey Craig III did, and he gave it to me. Period. I will show you the paperwork, and you will not use the fucking name. You will not use
show
that.
Me the goddamn paperwork
I will.
Right now.
I don't have to show you shit. I'll show you in court when I sue you. If
you're
you
going to sue me?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to get out of me, bitch?
Nothing, you fucking loser. You don't even care that there's a real possibility.
That you're ruining my hour. You're ruining our
I'm not
going to
ruin
career.
Let me ask you a question. You want to do a podcast, right?
Absolutely, I want to do a podcast.
Do you love this Simply Down the Podcast Network studios here at a secret location in West Hollywood, California?
It is one of the coolest studios I've ever been to in my life. I love it.
Would you like to do a podcast from here?
Absolutely, I'd be honored.
Okay. What if it wasn't with Perry? Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so Perry, go fuck yourself. What are you going to do? Sue me? Sue her? You fucking greaseball.
She's my girl. She's my partner.
Is
she's
she?
Not your partner. Now you've right. Now you've told no. Now you've stolen her away from me?
Not yet.
But that's your whole goal.
No.
That's your whole plan.
It's not my whole goal.
Your whole fucking plan
no,
is to
I
fuck
tried,
me over.
I tried to give you a show, and I the reason I brought her here today was I professional in every way.
Absolutely, 100%. 110%.
And I tell you one thing that was a lie.
You've never told me a lie.
Okay, good. All right, today's going to be a shortened show because what we're going to do is we're going to play the best of Windy City Heat, the musical. So we're going to play a bunch of songs for you today. So if you haven't heard them, you're going to hear a lot of them today. Because to tell you the truth, I am with someone that I'm very attracted to her breast. And I'm with a guy that I fucking despise.
Because, you love me.
No, I don't. Perry, I'm going to show you how much I love you, you pile of dog shit. I'm so sick of you quitting this show.
I'm not quitting those
well,
shows.
No, it's over. There's no Mole. There's no John Quincy Adams.
Nope. I didn't kill them. They killed themselves.
That's what you say. You've
they're
got
not.
A,
they're alive.
Okay.
They're alive.
Why would they not call me? I'm their friend. Mole was upset with you and your unprofessionalism, not me.
My unprofessionalism?
Absolutely. Your unprofessionalism. Perry, I've been around you for 21 years, and I'm telling you, it would be impossible for anyone else to fuck up as many opportunities as you fucked up. You even fucked up as the host of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. I'm telling you one thing, and you better listen to this. If Mole really has passed, I am done with you, and I swear I will take Lisa Marie and the two of us will host the show. And with you out, I'll show you how to host a show about comedy and Pure Rock. And I'll tell you this, it's going to involve using Lisa Marie's perfect titties.
Thanks. It will now become the comedy Pure Rock Erection.
Oh, that's funny. That's the kind of funny you're going to see. I like that. No, Resurrection. We'll keep
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I own the rights to that. And where are you going to go, Perry? Where are you going to do your show from?
No comment.
No comment. Again, no comment. See, this is what it is. You can't say a word. I asked you to be... To say
where
something.
Am I going to do my new show?
Yeah, where are you going to do
the
it?
Simply Down Podcast.
No, you're
Network.
Not. You're not allowed here anymore. If Mole is gone, this show is over, and I will never do anything with you. And Lisa, do you think I'm wrong in saying that? You've seen through the years how this guy's treated me.
He treats people like shit. He's ungrateful. He doesn't listen. He has a bigger ego.
Oh, he thinks.
Then I can't even explain.
He was told numerous times to stop mentioning suing people because nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to work with someone that feels will turn around one day and sue them. So he was warned. Now he's going to lose a second opportunity to make a sequel movie. That also means no 10th anniversary weekend celebration in October where he could have made some money. He's not going to make any money from the podcast because it's done. And here's the crazy thing. He has not even said one word about Mole.
I don't know what to say.
Of course you don't.
It's just dumbfounding, the stupidity and ignorance and ungratefulness that you've given to everybody in your life that cares about you. I just absolutely cannot believe what you've done.
Mary Jane, now you have never asked for a dime. You've never asked for anything for me. You've been part of every single podcast that we've had since the Adam Carolla days. Is Perry the least professional guy you've ever worked with?
A least professional human being I've ever worked with.
Anyway, it's time once again for a little thing where you, the audience, can get in touch with us and tell us what's on your mind. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard this before, you've been missing a lot, and you are now going to miss something that you will probably never be able to hear again. I'll read the first one. Dear Big Three, my brother and I are huge fans of Windy City Heat and the Big Three podcast. So you can imagine how excited we were when we heard Perry would be hosting the comedy Pirock Resurrection. Unfortunately, it looks like the project will no longer be moving forward. Well, he's right on that, isn't he? So as a compromise, we've come up with a new podcast segment for the Perry to host. The segment will go as follows. Each week, Perry will profile one of the hot LA bands that he managed, promoted during the 90s. It can be called Rockin' Out with Perry. Perry will use this time to talk about how he's a rocker and tell some cool stories about the bands. At the conclusion, every Rockin' Out with Perry, Perry should be sure to go into graphic detail about any sexual acts he performed on any of the gentlemen in the band. These acts will no doubt be numerous, so Perry can only choose one or two of the most outrageous sex acts to elaborate on each show. This segment will provide the real fans of the Big Three podcast what they really want, more Perry. Big Three, the Cuto Brothers, C-O-U-T-O Brothers, Rochester, Massachusetts. P.S. Perry never answered an earlier question of ours. Did he eat David Lee Roth's ass, or was that the other way around?
Never touched David Lee Roth. Don't even know him.
Well, I can tell you this. For the people that wanted to see the comedy Pirock Resurrection, I don't think there's any chance of that happening. Unless I do something with it, because I own the name and I will never give it to Perry. Alright. Here's another shout out. Oh, they sent us a doll. It looks like the Scaremaster. Look at that.
Okay.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
That is so awesome.
It is. Dear Don, Mole, and Perry, I am a fan of the Big Three. Oh. As you can see, I've enclosed a prototype Perry Caravello doll. The doll was created with the idea of releasing it during the sequel to Windy City Heat. I can provide these dolls at wholesale cost of $95 each. How many would Perry like to order? 100? 200? What does that mean?
It means I can't afford one.
Can't afford one? Well, I want to help Perry make his money back any way I can. Why doesn't Perry write a book, How to Pull a Scam on the Government and Get a Disability Check?
It's not a scam.
What do you mean it's not a scam?
It's not a scam. My accident
you can't
when
work?
I was 16? All right,
yeah, but you
say scam?
You can't work?
I can't work? I've tried.
You can lift 200,000 pounds with your legs.
Big deal.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that I get along with clients in a grocery store. Customers in a grocery store.
No.
I've lost my job time and time and time and time over again. In the grocery business,
yeah.
I've lost my job time and time and time and time over again working and helping my cousins in their business.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, let me read on. Why not write a Harlequin type novel about the night he tricked Randy Callahan into blowing him.
I didn't trick Randy Callahan into doing anything to me.
Okay, I think that that is true. I mean, he speaks the truth, because if I remember correctly, he forced you to do something. You called it rape.
You got it.
Okay, let me read on. One side note. I must suggest that Perry stop changing the spelling of his name. It is no good for his publicity. Well, I don't think he changes. It's Caravello. K-A-R-V-E-L-L-O.
C-A-R as in car, A V as in Victor, E-L-L-O.
Okay.
Or as the stage name goes, Scary Perry.
Okay, I'm reading on. Oh, whatever happened to the $10,000 lottery ticket Perry won? Did he ever...
I never won a lottery ticket.
Well...
Never bought a lottery ticket.
I remember that from a show. Did he ever cut in the rest of the big three in on it? Or was it another one of his scams?
What?
Sincerely, Alexander Hamilton. P.S. Please have Don play the part of Perry in more mole plays. Don does a much better job doing Perry than Perry does. Well, I don't think there's ever going to be another mole play because... well, there's no mole. Here's a good long one. Don, please read. Greetings, Big Three. Frito and Nino here again, and we are the FN Boys. FN Boys. We are the T-shirt makers who specially design T-shirts for celebrities and wrestlers. We worked with the Extreme Championship Wrestling in the past and now hope to make a working relationship with at least one member of the Big Three. We're tossing our fedoras in the ring of this big It Ain't Quitting merchandise frenzy and have made one that says It Ain't Effing Quitting. Oh, they're kind of taking both of our things. We have enclosed $10, which will be deducted from Perry's first royalty check unless he can read the ad as we've written it. Then $10 will be added to his royalty. Okay, so we'll do this in a second. Let's see. Oh, it's on this next page. Let me finish reading this and then I'll give you a chance. We already have nearly 75 T-shirts already sold. Also, for the royalty to go through directly, we need him to provide his bank address, online password, and social security number, which we can either be read or sent through private email exchanges. Please hand the enclosed copy to Perry to read and keep one copy to make sure he reads it exactly as it's supposed to be read. All right, here we go. Perry, read this.
All right. FNB, FN Boys adds sample for Perry to read exactly as read. Hi, gang. It's the Scaremaster, Scary Perry Caravello, star of Windy City Heat and former owner of Don Barris' show, The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Now, I spent a lot of time shirtless in my lonely apartment thinking about FN Boys and how I want the product... I want the product that them boys release all over my upper body. I love effing boys and have a hard time recalling a time in my life where effing boys didn't go through my feeble little mind every night and day. I can say for sure that I am the only member of the Big Three that is a huge fan of effing boys because it ain't quitting. Oh, oh, oh! Say, Mole, maybe someday you can be down in effing boys like I am. And I, Scary Perry, give you, Walter Malinsky, my full support for effing boys and also power of attorney. What?
It says hand back to Don politely. There you go. Okay, please answer me back on the podcast and give me a good email and mailing address to contact Perry for the necessary banking information. We also are interested in working with Mole on a CFNG shirt. Thanks, Frito and Nino.
Email address for Scary Perry is scaryperry@knac.com. Mailing address is Perry F. Caravello at P.O. Box number 9.
Number 9. Number 9. Number 9.
Canoga Park, Canoga Park. California 91305. If you want to do any bank deposits, that goes directly into Scary Perry's
skateboards. No. What they want is they want to get your information. So you'll talk to them. And also, if you want to send something just to say hi to the Scaremaster, that'd be good too. Okay, we're coming to the end of this. Dear Big Three, I'm an avant-garde poet, and listening to your podcast has inspired me to write what I believe is my magnum opus. Please accept the poem as a gift to the Big Three. You can use it however and whenever you like, since it now belongs to you. It's kind of like the same thing that happened when I got the name The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Right.
By the way, the poem has a Spanish title, and it's called Donde Viva Peri. I don't know what that means. D-O-N-D-E V-I-V-E Peri. And I would be honored if Peri would read it out loud. Thanks, Big Three. Hamilton Bay from Paducah, Kentucky. Here, why don't you read this?
Heaven, heaven, true, true. Receding bowl of lard, a small gent, one O'Toole.
Okay. Very good. All right, here's another one. Dear Big Three, sorry if this letter seems a little deep, but here it goes. I think all of us can grow and learn by listening to the Big Three podcast. Well, thank you very much. That's nice.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
I mean that's nice.
Means a lot to people.
My mind's
that you have
little,
fucked over.
My mind's going a little crazy right
Why?
Now.
Why? Because you fucked over these people and you know it's the end?
I fucked over who?
Everybody.
You have to ask who.
Okay. So will you please answer the question below? I don't mean to be presumptuous by saying this, but I'd appreciate your most honest and serious heartfelt responses. Don's, as the brain of the group, we all like to know this. What is the most important skill of life? I'd have to say people skills, something that I excel in. For instance, real quick, Lisa.
Yeah.
When you first met me, what did you think?
You're awesome. You're an awesome, talented, professional person.
Thank you. Sexually, did you think about having sex with me?
I've heard you have a really, really big schlong.
I do. You know, it'd fit right nice.
And to have that big schlong nestled deep between my legs while I look into those beautiful blue eyes would be pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you. All right, so I would say people skills. Mole, who's not here, is the heart of the group. I would like to know this. How best can we express love in our fellow human? Oh, my God. If he's gone.
Yeah.
Can I touch your breast?
Sure. If it makes you feel better. It's so sad. So sad.
Thank you.
Anything I can do to make you feel better?
You don't even fucking care, Peri.
I'm shocked.
What are you shocked about?
What do you mean, what am I shocked about?
All right, let me ask the question they want for you. Peri, as the soul of the group, we'd like to know a few things. What three things bring your greatest joy in life, also besides people giving out your address or referring to the incident of 1992? Please tell us the three things that make you the most furious. Joe Smith from Columbus, Ohio.
That make me the most furious? Why do I have to bring up the three things that make me the most furious?
That's what he asked for! What are you
doing? Fuck!
Throw that at me. I dare you to throw it at me. I have two witnesses seeing you were going to fucking attack me.
Ooh. Like I'm not always attacked by you?
No. They said the three things that bring you the greatest joy in life. Then they asked, besides people giving out your address or referring to the incident, please tell us what three things make you the most furious. And you decided to go negative first.
I don't want anybody giving out my home address, one. I don't want anybody talking about what happened to me back in 92.
You're talking about the Randy Callahan.
Two. I don't want that mentioned any longer. Third, I want nobody trying to come over my house at between 9 p.m. and 3 in the morning.
Who does that?
That I don't know.
Who does that?
Total strangers, gay people that try to fucking have faggot sex with me in the middle of the night. No, it's not to happen. It never will happen.
Okay, what the third thing?
The third thing was coming over at my house.
Oh, and then giving out your address. But they asked, first of all, what were the positive things in your life? But you said...
Positive things in my life is skateboarding, loving women.
When's the last woman you loved?
When's the last woman I loved?
Yeah.
Hold
on, just one second before you say that. By the way, those breasts are incredible.
Thank you.
And she, I know she's got beautiful breasts.
When I was feeling it, could you feel my dick against your leg?
Yeah, it was bigger than I thought. It's bigger than I thought. And I don't even think it was full wood yet.
No, it wasn't. Thank you.
Insane.
All right, go on. What were you saying, Perry?
No comment.
Just say what you were saying.
I don't need to. I'm getting insulted and embarrassed.
How are you getting insulted and embarrassed?
By hearing what's coming out of Lisa's mouth.
Why?
It's just a big cock. Who cares?
I didn't fuck her. Yet. Oh, would that upset you if I did that?
No, you disgust me.
I disgust you.
You disgust me.
I disgust you. All right, let me get to this last letter. Dear Big Three, I've had it. That Javajo gypsy is the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
You ain't Greg the Third.
He went online and did the one thing that he was told not to. Fuck him. He deserves nothing in life. He deserves no happiness. I hope he rots in his fucking apartment at 7... What's the zip? I don't remember.
91335.
Okay. Fuck Perry. And I've never heard him admit that he wasn't
Huey
gay.
Huey Craig III.
How'd you know? It was. Your loyal fan, friend, and former worker, Huey Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
Well, for what could be the very last $10 shout-outs ever, those were pretty good. Well, I gotta tell you, I am really tired. Because of you, Perry, and I'm just physically tired. And after I get out of here, there's one place I want to go. Mary Jane?
Yes?
You want to go with me?
Sure, where?
Can we bring Lisa to where we can get some of the finest Thai cuisine in this town?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
A little place called What the Huck. As I said, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. What's that?
323-654-7952.
And remember, if you mention the Big Three podcast, a 3% discount on all items. This is going to be kind of tough to deal with because if John Quincy Adams and Mole have passed, which I right at this exact second have no idea what's going on, but if they have passed, it is going to be very difficult for me because Windy City Heat did a lot of very nice things for me and John Quincy Adams was the reason that this happened. But he had a new love and it was Windy City Heat the musical. So to kind of pay tribute to Mr. Adams, I think that what we'll do here is we're going to play all 15 of the songs that he put together for Windy City Heat the musical. I hope he's okay. But enjoy a true master at work.
All right, everyone has the lyrics now. Listen. This is based on the hot U.S. rock anthem penned by my beloved Bernie Taupin.
Elton John's
guy. It's based on We Built This City. Does everyone know that? Yes. All right, listen. I'm going to start us out. I want us all to give this a shot, okay? I'm going to start us out, and let's try this, all right? I'll sing along, just to help everyone. The Windy City Heat musical. The Windy City. The Windy City Heat musical. Yes, now we're rocking. Now everyone's rocking and dancing around. We're rocking and dancing. And Stone starts to walk to the front. He's getting ready for his big start. Dancing and rocking. And here goes Stone Fury.
I'm Stone Fury.
And I've seen better days. I'm out of touch and out of time. And everybody thinks I'm gay. Which I'm not. But I feel something brewing. Even though I'm very old, this may be my last chance to knock this town stone cold. There's Big Lou
and Brock.
Hi.
Hey guys, listen to the radio. Don't you remember the Windy City? The Windy City Heat Musical. There we are. The Windy City. And we just keep going like that.
The Windy City Heat Musical.
The Windy City. All right, all right. You get the idea. You get the idea.
But it's
the Windy City Heat Musical. How do we love it?
I love it.
Listen, I've gotten a bit off track. I'm a bit off track. The news, here it is. Are we ready? The musical is coming along and everyone is buzzing.
I'm buzzing.
Where's the music? Where's the musical going to start?
Well, yes, I love that, especially the jerky part. Again, very much like Perry, very much. Now, listen, Mole, did you hand out the new lyrics?
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Toy space here.
Honestly, why I hired you as the show's publicist, I'll never know.
That was kind of crazy.
Now, who wants to sing along?
We all do.
I think I do.
All right, Perry, do me a favor. Would you sing for me, not too loudly? Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Let me hear that. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Again.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
One. Perfect. Ooh, ah. Now, when it's your turn, I want you to sing that loud and proud. Yes. As for Walter and Mr. Barnes, feel free to sing along whenever. I'll lead the charge. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's begin. Here we go. Ooh ah, ooh ah, here's a ditty talking about the stone from the Windy City. Ooh ah, ooh ah, it's not very pretty. I'll tell you about the stone from the Windy City. He's out of shape. He's out of time.
Sing along, Perry.
One day I'd like to make him mine.
and he's back. With his fanny pack.
And all the young men are jumping on his back.
It ain't gonna happen.
Ooh, 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 wee. In the city of big shoulders you'll see Stone Fury.
Yeah.
Stone Fury.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. I'm getting giddy thinking about the stone from the Windy City. With a glitch. Says he's not a fairy. He can't drink dairy. And his chest is shaved, so Stone is never hairy. And it's hard when he's called a retard. He's got the finest penthouse on Reseda Boulevard.
7722.
That's the one.
Ooh, 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 wheat. It's the Windy City Heat Musical.
Musical.
Yeah. And then we go on and on.
Every time he's gonna.
What do you think?
I love it. I'll tell you.
I like it too, but.
Are we going to get sued for using these songs?
I'll tell you, only if anyone ever sees the show, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Are we going to do a song?
No, you know what? I don't think we are. I don't think we are doing a song. No.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Come on.
People like this song.
No, I don't. I don't think we. No, all right.
I'll start it.
Shut up.
I can't help myself with you three. Perry, let me. Do you really want to hear a song?
I'll sing the song.
No, you're not.
Well, listen. If it puts a smile on Perry's smacker. All right. Yes, I do have a new Windy City ditty. However, hold on to your hats. This one is for Big Lou.
Wow, awesome.
The bad guy. The tough gangster, Mr. Barnes. Are you ready to show off your pipes?
Yeah, I guess.
Now, has Mel given everyone the lyrics? Oh, let me guess.
All right.
Pass them out, Walter.
I would like
Perry
and Walter to take the line. Whenever it says the words Big Lou, I want you to do that.
Big Lou. Let's hear it, Skimmer.
Big Lou. Lou.
The rest is for Mr. Barnes to handle. Yes?
Me. La, 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 la.
All right. Let's begin. This is a classic from some hippie kids who lived in the flat below me in Stanhope Gardens.
Yeah, oh, I know that band.
Are we ready? All right, let's hear it.
Wait, Perry, don't interrupt. I'm singing. This is mine. You sing Big Lou, period.
That's all I sing.
You and I sing Big Lou together.
So I'm going to go one, two,
shut up.
Three, and then you and I both say Big Lou.
No, they're going to do the music.
This is the music.
Put the music. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Scare Master, you know this tune.
Pink Floyd.
Sure do. From the Wall.
I remember that.
All right, now you see where we're going with this. This is going to be Big Lou. And it highlights the whole industrial complex in England. Getting excited, you could feel the suspense building as Big Lou emerges from the shadows from the back of the theater and takes the front of the stage. And we begin.
Big Lou. Out there in the street, yes. In the windy city heat, can you hear me?
Wonderful, Mr. Barnes, yeah, wonderful.
Very good.
Big Lou. Doing lots of crimes, driving stone out of his mind. He better fear me.
Very good, Mr. Barnes, very good. Here we are.
Big Lou. You know that I have.
Wonderful, wonderful.
When I find that stone, I'll take out the trash.
Yes. Wow. Yes, okay, we're going to pick it up a little here. Scare Master, Walter, ready? Here we are.
Big Lou. I'm the coolest dude, and Stone Fury is just rude. Don't you know me? Big Lou. Got a henchman named Brock and a big gigantic cog. Stone wants to blow me.
Fuck you.
Big Lou, would you help me to carry the stone? He's just too fat. I can't lift him alone.
And now we just rock out. Here
we
are.
Oh, wow. Now we dance this?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Bob your head. Rock the fuck out, Perry.
This is David Gilmour.
Yeah.
What I'd like to see, what I imagine here, are some dancers all looking like Big Lou.
What a sight that would
masculine physique coming to the front of the stage, all spinning around, and maybe just in vests and some short shorts. They're tapping, they're tap dancing, they're tap dancing. They're waving their canes here.
Help me with this, man.
Scare Master.
Scare Master, give us some air guitar. Give us some air guitar.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Water on the air drums.
I'll be air drums.
Wonderful. And Big Lou turns.
But it was only Stone Fury. And Brock is too high, as you can see.
I am, I'm way high.
No matter how Stone tries, he cannot beat me.
He can't beat you, Big Lou.
Like the way he beats up some guys. Guys. And we'll go on and on like that. We'll go on and on, maybe do the entire musical.
Wow. It's really good. I like that.
We'll figure things out.
That sounded like Pink.
So, what do we think?
Pink Floyd.
It sounded like Pink. Yes.
Pink Eye.
Floyd.
Pink.
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
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 Yeah.
There we are.
Hey, speaking of songs, are we going to do a song this week?
Oh, what's that, Mr. Barnes? Are we doing a song this week?
Yeah.
Are we doing a song this week? Oh,
for
the Windy City Heat musical? I don't know. Does the audience want to hear one? I can't hear them.
Well, yes.
Yes, and what a podcast.
It's a podcast. There's really no
audience
here.
Since it seems like Perry is phasing himself out of this whole thing. Yes. What say we do this? What say we shift focus? We did Big Lou last week.
Okay.
To the tune Hey You. Huge hit. Phenomenal hit. You absolutely nailed it, Mr. Barnes.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr.
Well, it was wonderful. This week, I say we move on to yet another Windy City Heat hot property. And who would that be, Scare Master? Who are we talking about?
Me.
Who are we talking about?
Say it with me,
everyone. Brock.
Oh, yeah.
Pass out the song.
I got one.
That's not the song. Brock's got the song.
Here's what I want. Here's what I want. I want everyone to sing the word Brock instead of rock when rock comes up. Are we ready?
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
I say we begin.
Okay.
Right, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Brock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Brock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, Brock. We're going to Brock. Around the clock tonight, when the clock strikes one, Brock has some fun. He's got a big red bat and a shiny gun. We're going to Brock. Around the clock tonight, he's got a Brock Stone Fury with all his might. We're going to Brock, going to Brock, around the clock tonight. Here we go. When the clock strikes two, here comes Big Lou. That's not the guy that Perry blew. We're going to Brock around the clock tonight. We're going to Brock, Brock, Brock till Friday night. We're going to Brock around the clock tonight. All right, well, listen, we're spitballing the lyrics. We're just having some fun with it.
Perry, like this with your hands.
Put a big Perry in, you know, for the fans.
Put the thumbs up.
Okay, we're rocking now. We're rocking.
We're having fun.
The gentlemen are dancing. They've got their daisy jukes on and their tube tops.
I don't like what I'm reading.
They come to the front stage and we begin. Ready?
Here we go.
When the clock strikes three, here comes Randy. Now that's the guy that Perry blew. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
You know what, motherfucker? Take your goddamn song and your fucking show and go fuck yourself.
Sit down, Perry. Perry, sit down.
Perry, sit down. Coming through Stone's back door. Going to rock around the clock tonight.
We're
going
to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. Gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Almost finished. Here we are. Oh, when the clock strikes five and the boys arrive. That's right. I'm ahead of myself. We'll dance around a bit. Yes, yes. Dance.
I ain't singing shit. The song sucks.
Here we are.
My
jazzing,
fucking
jazzing.
My past is over with. Get the fuck over.
When the clock strikes five and the boys arrive.
Oh,
that's when the scare master comes alive. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
We're going to rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. We're going to rock, going to rock around the clock tonight.
Big finish.
Yeah!
Rock.
That was good.
So what do we think?
I think Scam Master.
It sucks.
I loved it.
Like, well, you like to suck, right, you flaming
faggot.
You
are right about that, Walter. Oh, grow up, ladies. Listen, are we going to do a tune or not?
Yeah, let's do a tune.
Mo, hand these out. Listen, it's another tune from our upcoming musical version of Windy City Heat, the musical. Listen, I'd like everyone to jump in on this, all right? Are we ready? Does everyone have the lyrics?
I'm ready. I got them.
Are you ready, Scare Master?
Let's begin.
Whatever.
Oh, I know this tune.
I love this.
Here we go. Now, everyone gets in on this one. Come to the front of the stage. Jazz hands, big smiles. Here we go.
Where is the town where Stone Fury fights? Crime the town of big shoulders that just can't be beat. Where is the town where Big Lou's a crime boss? Everyone knows it's Windy City Heat. This is the place where Stone can have dairy. Milk makes him sick from his head to his feet. If he has cheese, he'll get diarrhea. Everyone knows it's Windy
City Heat.
City Heat. And Stone and Big Lou will fight. Just like they are Cain and Abel. And once you see the film, you'll know. Perry knocked over the table.
Perry did knock over the table. It was
the
ball.
Craft service table.
The craft service table. Here we go, dancing.
Like
and this is where we dance. This is where we show off our new Daisy Dukes.
Go like this.
We come out, we turn around, bottoms. We slap our bottoms. The other hand
hands.
Slap the other bottom. The other bottom. We slap each other's bottoms. We're getting windy. Here we go.
And Stone is so bad, he's good.
And Brock
smokes cherry applewood.
Yeah, I do.
And Big Lou, he knows he could. Snap Stone like a twig.
Yeah, I would.
Snap
too.
Stone like a twig. A bisexual twig.
You would rather suck on Stone's twig. Oh!
There is the town where young men all hang out. The guys that make Perry go skeet, 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 skeet. He's a private dick who gives you a handy. Everyone knows it's Windy City Heat. And we go on and on and we
Scare Master, you're the private dick who gives him a handy.
Having a good time, the band plays on. How's everyone doing? How's it going?
I don't give nobody a handy.
I don't think Perry likes it.
Listen, let's not get rash. And for this podcast, we're back into rock and roll.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Are we ready for this week's tune?
Oh, yes. You guys got to share that one.
Okay.
Okay, here we are. This week's tune for the musical of Windy City Heat. Are we all ready? Pass out the lyrics, Walter. Pass out the lyrics. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, this is here we go. This is a good tune. This one.
Yes.
This is Scaremaster.
Here we are.
You know this one?
Let's get it together. Fury, he's a dick that won't be beat. All right, like a detective, it's a double entendre. Curry, it's the food that Stain won't eat. Because it has dairy in it.
Sorry.
Intolerance. No one cares who he is or what his name is.
Yeah.
They don't, they just don't care. It's such a shame, cause all Stone wants is to be famous. Here we go. Hot Stone, Windy City. Looking old's not very pretty. It's a party full of pity. Hot Stone, Windy City. So sad to be cracked up like that stone.
It's about you, Scaremaster.
So fat, gonna spend tonight alone. Yes, most likely, right? Yes. When he gets dressed up, he acts like he just don't care. From his North Face fanny pack to his long, oily, graying hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot Stone, Windy City. Here we are. We're having some fun. Please stop trying to be witty. His apartment small and shitty. Hot Stone, Windy City. All right, now the dancers come out, the Hot Stone dancers. They're dancing like they're in a Hot Stone sauna. They've got their towels on. They're walking around the Hot Stone sauna. They've got their hot stones in their hands, and they're dancing, dancing. They whip off the towels and come to the front of the stage, and we really kick it in. Come on down to Stone's place, baby, and don't be rude. We'll make love in Stone's face, baby. If you're a dude.
Dude.
Hot Stone, Windy City. Getting into it now. Hot Stone, Windy City. Stone sausages, itty bitty. Hot Stone, Windy City. Everyone's dancing. Hot Stone, Windy City. Feeling it? Hot Stone, Windy City. Time to end this little ditty. Hot Stone, Windy City. This is the story of Stone. The people want to hear him sing. Not Brock, not Big Lou, even though Mr. Barnes' voice of an angel.
Thank you.
This week, can we agree... only Stone sings. Understood?
All right. It
depends on what the song is. Let's see what it's called.
I have a song, and this comes from Stone's heart. Now, let's get this going. I'll help you out in the background, Scaremaster, but please, own this one.
Sounds good.
Scaremaster.
What's the music to?
Here we go. I think we all know this one.
Moan Again Naturally. That's the music from there. Here we go, Perry.
I'm the guy you're gonna meet when you're out there on the street. I'm the man called Stone, and I'm all alone in the windy city heat. The years have passed me by, and all I do is wonder why anyone would care about my thinning hair and my broken neck and shoulders. I've seen better days, and the gays all seem to know me. No matter how I scream and yell, they all just want to blame me. But that's just not my game. I think you know my name. It's Stone again. Stone Free. So think that only yesterday I was young, Italian and gay. But I never blew. You know who. I jerked him and said good day.
but as if to knock me down, I'm treated like a clown. Like I'm old and dumb and the girls don't come like an orgasm, leaving me to doubt. Forget about still getting stronger. It's not the script, but on my face where my lines are getting longer.
When I say that I'm not gay,
I mean I'm in a happy way. It's stone again, stone fury. It seems to me that there's a movie folks want to see that I could star in. Lower the bar in me and Big Lou and Stone Rock too. Wonderful, Perry, wonderful. Just, you're owning it and I love it.
Really
now
good.
Here's
thank
where
you.
The Stone Fury dancers all come out. They have their guitars covering their downstairs, they have their tearaway tracksuits. They come to the front, jazz hands, leaning over, turning around, leaning over, grabbing the bottom ankles of their tearaway tracksuits and ripping off. And the tracksuits are off. Now they've just had their guitars to hide their bottoms. And they turn, and spin the guitars. Yes, yes. Oh, and they slide the hands up and down the necks. And here we go. It's Stone again.
Stone Fury.
Now looking back over the years, through all the laughs and tears, I remember I cried when my cookie died, the hero of the naval queers. And at 230 pounds, the North Face can't make it around. I'll fanny pack it up, I'm gonna fill my cup and go back to drinking Jack Tate. Forget about the crimes and the times I really blew it. If there's some hope, I'll be the dope to screw it or to sue it. Wit, I feel like I should quit. Then I remember I'm the shit. I'm Stone, my friend.
Stone Fury.
It's Stone again. Stone Fury.
Yeah!
Wow.
I accept that song.
And I'll tell you, I love that it ends with the flautist. I love it. So,
yeah, I accept that song.
I'm sorry. I told myself,
actually,
if I was to cry, I would give myself something to sob about. And it looks like I'll be burning little Johnny's tummy with a cigarillo tonight. Thankfully, I once again am providing a hit for him. Are you ready to knock it out of the pitch, Perry? Are you ready?
Oh, you got another song?
All right, let's do it. Let's nail this one, Perry.
Hit it.
Here we go. All right. Here we are. I think we all know this one.
Oh, I know
this. Oh, yeah, it's a good one. We've been singing these tunes so long. Something is really wrong. Cause every Windy City song sure sounds like a winner. But the musical still isn't made. And nobody has gotten paid or invited to chilly dinner. It's a wet load of disappointment, like a wound covered in ointment. But we're going to get back on top with the dick who's the best.
Nice to hear.
Like a rhinestone fury.
Geez, Game Master.
Heading out on the town with a star-spangled fanny pack.
Rhinestone Fury.
Getting calls from guys who just want to get on his back and tickle his shaved scrotal sack.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Yes,
come on,
what?
Mr.
What's that? What? Hold on. What's that, Mr. Barnes? What's that?
That really, really sounds gay.
Because he is gay.
You know what? I'm really... Do you mean happy gay? Do you mean happy gay?
No, I know you're a faggot gay, Mr. Adam.
Scare master.
You know what? I'm just not hearing that. I'm just not hearing that. How about a little more?
All right.
Well, the last two...
Well, I really don't mind the pain when someone's cramming it up my drain. And I'm jerking off someone's main vein in an alley off Broadway.
Sorry, I'm done.
stick with it. But I dream of the things I'll do, with a smile on my face and a tushy all filled up with mangoo. Whoa, there's been a load of dudes I'm banging. They all know.
Sorry, Mr. Adams, you can keep this shit hanging and shove it up your ass.
But I'm here gonna go, be back on top or the bottom. Who cares? Cause I'm by Stone Fury.
Sorry, Mr. Adams, if you think you're fucking funny.
In an old man orgy scene. All right, you know what? I did.
Sorry, Adams, if you think that's funny.
It's a little gay. He's admitting that it's gay.
You're fired!
I must talk to my lyricist, Juan Dez. His English isn't so hot, but all else is. Enough, 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 enough. Listen, listen. Gentlemen, very well done. Very cute. But listen, it's time to bring out the star of the musical. Am I right, Perry?
Okay.
Perry, are you ready to show these two that you are the next American Idol?
All right.
All right. I'm just trying to get you pumped up. Listen. All right, Juan Dez, hit it. Let's do this week's tune from Windy City Heat the Musical.
You know this song, Scare Master?
Here we are. Oh, this is a lovely one.
Oh, I know this.
Perry, are you quite ready? This is all you. If I could, I'd like to be an Italian movie star. Wonderful. Overweight sensation. Typo. Wouldn't detail any cars. Wonderful, wonderful. I would be the private dick who'll make your dreams come true. These things I do, cause the stone's in love with you. Wonderful, Perry.
Nice,
really,
there,
wonderful.
Master.
It's lovely. We'll fix whatever parts are off. Let's have some fun, though. Give it some energy.
If I were a businessman,
if I were, if I were a businessman, I'd sell shirts and skateboard decks. I'd make so much money. I could buy myself some sex. Wonderful. I won't wear a condom, cause I'm not scared of disease.
What?
It's cool, you see. I've already got HIV.
Sorry, never.
Oh, you know, there's a miscommunication with Juan Dez, the lyricist. Stone's in love with Stone's in. Oh, well, we'll just keep it going. We'll go back and fix this part. I'm just a man, a curious man, giving another man.
Sorry, I won't even read that.
And if you want, I'll give a hand to you. A hand job I'd like to one day be the owner of the first Hooters on the moon, or even a moon Denny's. I'd hang out in the spaceman's room.
Fuck you.
But Stone can't leave Windy City, it needs him. It needs him, and that's true. Well, I messed that up. Just like that guy he blew, you know Stone's in love with you. And Stone loves Big Lou, and his old stoner pal Brock too. I guess it's true. Stone loves a whole lot of dudes.
Oh, that's great, Mr. Adams.
Yes, yeah, Stone loves a whole lot of dudes. Thoughts.
I don't think Perry liked it.
I didn't like several verses.
Well, listen, this is why this is called workshopping, all right? It's called workshopping.
Are you going to be able to do a song this week for us?
What's that, Mr. Bond?
Yeah, song this week.
No. I don't think I'll be doing a song this week. I don't think I'm up to a song. All right, all right. You know what? Let me try one. Let's just try one.
Yeah, do his time. Do his time, Mr. Adams.
Here we are. Let's just try it. Papa was a bone and stone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wherever he laid his $100 hat was his home. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it. I need my throat. I'm heading to Palm Springs next week.
You want me to sing something? I want to brock with you all night. Smoke some apple cherry with tobacco. Yeah,
Enough. Stop.
Let's say one. What do we say? One for the road.
All right, I'm going to drive while he does the song.
Okay. Okay, sure. Drive. It's for the road. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, I know this.
Everyone knows this one.
Yep.
On the road with Stone. I just can't wait to get on the road with Stone. Hidden truck stops, checking out the glory holes. I can't wait to get
on the road with Stone. Who knows one?
On the road with Stone.
Seeing places that I've never known. Shoving things in where the sun has never shown.
I can't wait to get on the road with Stone.
Sing.
On the road with Stone.
Stop.
On the road with Stone.
You know, if you guys keep making...
He's the guy who knows the back roads and the byways. And all the guy ways.
Yeah.
On the road with Stone.
Whoa.
Just can't wait to get on the road with Stone.
I gotta use the fucking toilet.
He's a road worker and check out his traffic code. Just can't wait to get on the road with Stone.
Okay, now we're driving.
What do we think? That's fun. It's fun. Now,
really fun.
We're driving.
This is pretty fun.
We're filling them with truckers. Oh, is that a hitchhiker?
We're having a good time in here. How about up there?
Yes, we're cruising. What is
that? Hold on, Miss. All right, it's cops.
You know what? Hold on. I really think everyone needs to concentrate on driving. I'm getting a little nervous.
We can't take the summer off, Mr. Adams.
You know something? You're quite right, Mr. Barnes. We cannot take the summer off. We need to practice for the big Windy City Heat musical.
Oh, yes. That said, glad you said that.
How about a new tune?
Yes,
Let's do
Scare this. Master tune.
Yes, yes. I think everybody's ready. All right.
Do you have lyrics?
Pass out those lyrics and let's get going with this week's Windy City Heat musical tune.
Take it away, Mr. Adams.
Oh, right, Scare Master.
I know this tune, yeah.
Okay, so everyone loosen up. Let's all loosen up. Let's get ourselves ready. Stretching. Are you ready? Scare Master, are you ready?
Yeah.
I want some real Stone Fury action with this one, all right? Here we go. Stretching out that throat. Really stretch out that throat. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This here is Chi-Town. And my name is Stone.
Sing it, Scare Master.
Something's brewing. I can feel it in my bone. Could it be the devil in me? I say it's not the HIV. It's a Windy City heat wave.
Scare Master.
Burning in my heart. Stone will do whatever it takes to get a movie part.
No, I won't.
Because 20 years ago with What's His Name, I made a mistake with my dumb Italian brain. Needed a SAG voucher, we hit the couch, sir, and little Perry was never the same. 'Cause that's when a man got a hold of me. Is that the way love's supposed to be? It's a Windy City heat wave. Burning in my new shorts. Mo ripped my old ones. I couldn't wear them to court. And here we go, now we're dancing. Yes, getting some good Windy City heatwave action going. We're spinning. Jazz hands. Yes, that's very good, Perry. Give me a clap. One, two. All right. Here we go. Sometimes I'm in my place. It's a filthy disgrace. I'm a gross guy. What a pigsty. I'll cook some chili there one of these days for John QA and the other guys. A Windy City heat wave. Now we're doing some yeah. Here we go, spinning. Heat.
Windy City heat wave.
In your seat. What a treat. Brock's getting higher. Big Lou has nice attire. Dancing, spinning. Yeah, yeah. And then was just bending over, looking behind us, saying, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Don't pass up this chance. Hit the Benjamin, take off your pants. Yeah, yeah, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes.
Mm, oh, yes. That's great. Wow. Nice one, Mr. Adams.
Remove the address.
I've put together a song for who we all know to be the star of the movie.
Me?
No, it's me. It's me.
The one who truly appreciates me.
It's got to be me.
It's the Scare Master.
Oh, you'd like to know, wouldn't you? You'd like to know. Well, I will tell you. I will tell you who the star is. The one that everyone loves. Still don't have it?
I don't know. Who is it?
Well, you know what? I have him here. Bert, pick up the telly, love. Pick up the telly. Bert.
Hello?
Bert Ward.
Ward.
Hit it, Wandez.
I bet she screws up.
Here we go. Now we're feeling it. Yeah. Yes, yes. All right. We've got our jeans on. We've got our T-shirts. And we begin. I'm going to start us off, and Bert's going to join in. Are we ready? Loosen it up. Get ready to dance. Yes. 2, 3, 4. When I was a young boy, I played with those other young boy guys. Now that I'm getting older, so much older, I still play with all those young boy guys. What's a fella to do? Hire you know who? Ward knows there are things we can do, Perry. If that's all right with you, I want to hire Bert. 'Cause Bert's so good. Come on, Perry, you know Bert's so good. Sometimes, Perry, don't treat him like he should.
That's
you
true,
know,
Master.
Bert's so good. Dancing, dancing, dancing. All right. Ready, Bert? Here we go. 2, 3, 4, now.
It all wasn't always exciting. Bringing Perry's food is not always fun, yeah.
But Perry looks so inviting. I'd like to put some meat on his tongue. Yeah, Perry, it's you. Perry, you know that it's true. Play a tune on my rusty trombone, baby. Let's see what we can do. But let's get back to Bert. 'Cause Bert's so good. Come on, Bert. Come on, Perry, you know Bert's so good. Sometimes you don't treat him like you should. Bert's so good. Take it, Bert. I will bring you your big meals.
Bring you your meals. I'll make you a dinner plan myself.
It's terrible.
I wear garters and high heels. Maybe we could sashay around.
Where did this guy get his
day
voice?
Long. Check out some dongs all day long.
And here, yes, I think, fun, wouldn't it? Ass,
all day? All right, everybody, get up, because here we go. 2, 3, 4. Here we are. Ready? Shake it, shake it. But so good. Come on, Perry, you know,
Bert's so good.
Sometimes you don't treat him like you should, you know. Bert's so good. Bert's so good. Everybody now.
Come on, guys.
Come on, Perry, baby. Bert's so good.
Sometimes you don't treat him like you should, you make it. Bert's so good. Yes, so very, very good. So what did we think, Bert? Did you love it?
It made me a little uncomfortable.
Awful, awful. Couldn't help myself. Nor can anyone help this song, I'm guessing. Wandez, hit it, love.
Ah, scary.
Oh, we know this one, don't we?
Yes, yes, we do.
All right, we've got our dungarees on. Ooh-hoo. Here we are. Perry works at Lucky's grocery store, banging the girls in the freezer. Mama Caravello left a note on the door. She said, Petty, move out to Reseda. Ah, but skateboarding too hot can give you a broken neck. You are to blow by now. Who needs a North Face fanny pack? Why don't you let Mo look inside it?
Yeah, why aren't you, dude?
And it seems like he's out of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, his neighbor's got leaky pipes. So Petty's
moving out.
Yeah.
Yes, Petty's moving out.
Scare Master, give it a little volume, buddy.
Yes.
Scare Master.
Here we go.
Take it.
Admiral O'Leary loves whacking his meat. A real admiral in the U.S. Navy. He ran into Cookie Caramello making good things to eat. He wanted to slurp Cookie's gravy. And then Perry crashed a Chevy or a Cadillac. We ought to know by now.
We really ought to know by now.
And if he can't work with a broken back, at least he can polish our members. So if you want to have a good time, here's what it's all about. It's called Chili Cook-Off / Moving Party. Cause Petty's moving out. Yes, he's moving out. Woohoo. We're having fun. We're just having some fun.
Having a great time.
Are we ready? You should never argue with the crazy man. We really ought to know by now.
We really ought to know by now.
You can scam Uncle Sam with disability. Is that how he gets all his money? And it's...
That's what you're all about.
That's what you have in mind. Good luck going down in the Denny's men's room, Betty. Because we're moving out. Yes, we're moving out.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yes.
That's a great one, Mr. Adams.
Ooh. Yes.
What about dancers?
Now the curtains start opening in the background.
Here we go. Here we go.
And marching towards them, here come the young men, and they're all holding steering wheels.
That's a good one.
And they're driving, and the engine revs, and it starts driving down the dark road. Yes, driving that moving van. They've got their moving van tank tops on. And they reach by them and pull their tank tops off and throw them out the window. And they're moving out. They're coming out is what they're doing. Yes. Dancing. We're dancing with our steering wheels of our moving vans.
Wow. Yes. All right, Miss Jams. We got it, man.
Got this.
Jams, that's good.
Is everyone dancing?
No. We can't really. We're not allowed room here.
We're not doing the clap and spin.
Really feeling the jowl here. Okay. Really feeling the jowl.
Wrap it up.
Yes.
Wow. Scare Master loved it.
I love how very, very much I despise that.
Is that good?
You know what? I really, Mr. Barnes, I don't know what anything means anymore. And I've got a theme song for it. And listen. On this one, I've gone ahead and got some assistance from a big rock star putting this one together, and he shall remain nameless.
Oh, I bet you it's Dickie Barrett.
Or perhaps he shall not remain nameless. Either way, who would like to hear it?
I know I would.
I want to listen.
Hey, I want to hear it. All right, Walter. All right. Come over here. Walter, please, for the love of God.
What's he doing?
Come over here. Here we go. Let's do the song, all right? We know this one.
Beatles.
Oh, yes. Oh, here we go. Comedy, pure rock, resurrection, well, you know. We all want to change the haste. That's you, Petty.
Yep.
To take it in a new direction, well, you know. The current host is just gross. The way he talks is just disgusting. How Lisa Marie ate his fanny hole out.
Sorry, guys. It never happened.
Who's the new host gonna be?
All right.
That's good, Walter. That's right.
All right. Yeah, I got it.
Take it, Walter.
God. All right.
All right. All right. All right, Walter, you do this next first.
Okay, I'll try it. Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Well, you know...
Dan Barney might be the man.
Yeah, I could be.
If there's no further objection, well, you know, let's get him in there if we can. He never stole money from William Randolph Hearst.
You did, Perry.
And when it came to being my best friend, Perry's the worst.
I can see why you say that.
It's quite terrible. Who's the new host going to be? All right. Wonderful. Here we go, Walter.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. We're dancing.
All right.
Okay, now everyone's shaking it. They're shaking it. Yes, okay, now this is a little instrumental. Walter, please, stay away from the glass, please. Stay away from the glass.
Perry, do you like this?
I want everyone just to be dancing around, we're having fun.
It's okay.
Walter, please, put the glasses down.
Oh, God.
Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Well, you know. Who's that guy that gave the head?
Fuck off.
I think he slurped up Perry's erection. Well, you know. But maybe Perry slurped his instead.
That didn't happen.
You want to get your fucking...
But if you carry everything in your fanny pack, you ain't gonna make it with women in the sack. And no, he's not. That's right, no. Who's the new host gonna be?
All right.
That's right.
All right.
Who's the new host going to be?
All right.
Everybody. Yes, come on, everybody. Yes. All right, yes. All right, now we're dancing. We're doing things. We're taking the clothes off. We're dancing.
All right.
Already. Enough. All right.
Oh, that was good.
Walter, please, with the glasses.
Oh, what's he doing now?
Please.
That was music from Windy City Heat, the musical. As you just got done listening to, this musical could have been the hit that John Quincy Adams had always been looking for. For those that don't know who Mr. Adams is, he was the producer of our cult classic film, Windy City Heat. I remember back when we were in pre-production for the movie, he would always talk about his total disdain for Andrew Lloyd Webber. He would always refer to him as the hack from Kensington. I don't know why he hated him, but he just thought he could put a better musical together. He one time claimed that he had a sexual liaison with Andrew's son Nicholas, and his reasoning? To show him what a better daddy he was. Well, I don't want to talk about this anymore. We got to wrap this thing up. Well, Perry, I'm sure that you'll understand why that if Mole and Mr. Adams don't come back, I am never going to have anything to do with you the rest of my life.
How about the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
Can I have it with my Lisa? No, absolutely not. You get nothing from me ever again. Why the look, stupid?
What do you mean, why the look, stupid?
Yeah, exactly.
It's my show.
It was your show.
It's my show.
I own the name.
I need to see it all in writing.
Okay,
I need
you
to
will.
See, I need
you
to
will.
See the judge.
You will. Yeah, you
I need
will.
To see it all
you will. It's very simple.
I will change it
it's
in
very
a
simple.
Snap.
How can you change it in a snap? You had nothing. We registered it. They bought the name. They bought the name. You don't own it anymore. You let it go. I own the name, and I can do anything I want. You don't have a studio. I have a studio. I could have it here anytime I wanted. If I wanted to use Lisa, I could. You know, we'll have an interview, and, you know, I'll bring you over one time.
I want it more than one time.
Oh, you are so dirty. But I'll tell you, that's the way you get your podcast, that's for sure. Okay, so before we go, is there anything you'd like to say?
What can I say?
Well, you could.
I'm angry.
You could say this.
I'm sorry.
You could say, check out Don Barris almost every night over at the world-famous comedy store because I close out the show every night. Wait a second. not Tuesday and Wednesday. They've taken that away for a short period because of some bitter fuck. Mary Jane, would you like to say anything? First of all, I want to say, if this is the final show, you've been a joy to work with. Your professionalism, you are one of the most beautiful women on the planet. You are one of the biggest models that I've ever met in my life. And for you to get and not be the star and to sit in the background and take pictures and videotape and be the producer of this, I can't thank you enough, Mary Jane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say before?
Well, I was going to say, since the Tuesday and Wednesday, they can call the Comedy Store and see if you will be performing those nights.
I'm going to tell you, it won't be long. I'll sneak back in. They already asked me the first Tuesday to come back. So I'll be back there. And don't forget, every Monday night, the Ding Dong Show, the Death Squad podcast, and then we have a little show after. You got to check that out. And I'm probably going to really push this now that if the Big Three podcast is over. To the people that were planning on coming out here for the October 11th show at the Comedy Store, it is officially not done, but start making your plans, and I will see what goes on. But we will know by next week if we are done or not. I want to say to the people that were fans here, thank you very much. I hope I see you again. Follow me on my Simply Don the podcast, which will be coming out real soon. Follow me on the Ding Dong Show podcast. I really love the fans. You're the best. I'm sorry Perry fucked everything up. And also, I'm on Twitter at SimplyDon1. I'm on Facebook at Don Barris. I'm also on Vine on Don Barris. And I think you can also get in touch with me on Instagram at SimplyDon1. Perry, anything you want to say?
To reach me, it's at scarypurrykna. Why are you doing this shit to me?
Why am I doing this shit to you? Why'd you do what you did to me, you fuck? You beg me for help, you fuck. Come on, give your Facebook page.
You're gonna write.
You don't know what I'm gonna do.
Perry F. Carroll.
KARVELLO.
CAR is in car, AV is in victory, LLO.
And what's your.
Scary Perry.
So put her there.
Scary Perry Skateboards.com. Scary Perry Skateboards.com.